The 7 Hours Interview Series. Listen in as TCM fiction editor Melissa Willis sits down with Ronnie Kendi, author of the novella Whole Pieces.
So tell us a little bit about Whole Pieces.
Well, in Whole Pieces, I wanted to, of course, stay with my rapid-fire fiction brand. And in doing so, I also got to kind of flirt a little bit with a bit of speculative element with time being personified. I had a lot of fun with that, being able to tie the two, the military fiction, with the kind of time traveling back in time to explore 7 Hours.
Okay. Now, Thomas Constant, as we talked about, he ties all of these stories together. And talk about how you interpret his character and how you'd like the reader to feel about him and what he represents.
Well, time, you know, for us as people is this ambiguous thing that seems to just rip through our lives. We blink and it's gone. We have no control over it. So being able to personify him, I couldn't help but give him a bit of a snarky attitude, and I even ended up having to tone it down a little bit. My editors felt he was a little too strong, but I wanted him to also be a bit fun, a bit almost condescending towards us who think we can control time and we can control outcomes. And I think, you know, maybe in a way it's a bit amusing to him to watch how this goes down. So I had a lot of fun with him. He has a bigger role in my story than he does in some of the other stories, but I think that really added to the flavor.
Yes, I would agree. He certainly has an interesting personality in Whole Pieces. Now, if you were given the same choice that Thomas gives each of his characters, what would you choose? Would you take 7 more hours, or would you relive 7 more hours, and why?
You know, I probably wouldn't, and I don't know if that's a cliche answer, but I believe we are, who we are today is a summarization of the choices we've made. And while there are some things in my life that I, you know, might want to be different or to have differently, I don't think I would change anything because I don't know the repercussions it would have, you know, rippling out. Being an author, I guess maybe that's the benefit, I think, through, you know, all of the ramifications that come with decisions that my characters might make. So I think the same thing. I don't think I would take the 7 hours. Of course, I'm not presented with that, so who knows?
So you don't think you would take them either extended to the end of your life or go back and relive 7? You would just say, you would take the third option, which was to die at the time Thomas comes and visits?
I probably would. I can't see, you know, at this point in my life, I don't have any significant regrets that I'd want to fix, you know. But, yeah, I think that's a boring answer.
Well, actually, it's the first time I've heard that one chosen.
So oh, my far. Goodness, really? I'm the oddball.
To not add either 7 or to relive 7. Yeah, nobody's chosen to turn Thomas down on his offer altogether. So.
Interesting. maybe that's not a good thing for me to say with being part of this series.
No, I think it's very interesting. Okay, well, now each story is very different, and they explore a variety of themes. What ideas did you choose to incorporate in your novella, and why?
Well, being an author of military fiction and paramilitary fiction, I was just intrigued with the idea of a character, especially a military hero, who made a decision in combat that he feels is a mistake. And he has, you know, in Hawk's story, he made a decision that he feels, in the end, cost the lives of his entire team. So he is just really bitter and very angry about that, and he's allowed that wound to fester to the point that he's dying very young. And I wanted to just kind of explore the possibility of, was that a mistake? What I mean, if a soldier was given the opportunity to go back and undo something he felt was a mistake, what are going to be the ripple effects of that? What happens? And I think for my story, some of the themes were realizing and recognizing that we're not in control. And I mean, kind of almost a, you know, It's a Wonderful Life type of thing. You don't realize the benefit you've had until you can see, you know, until it's shown to you. So I think understanding that we're not in control, that even though there's a ton of bad happening, there is good that maybe we're not seeing or we're not choosing to see. So I don't know if that's,
yeah,
if that comes through strongly, but I hope it does.
It does. Now, what about this series concept caused you to want to participate, and what's been your favorite part so far?
For me, I absolutely loved, like I talked about earlier, being able to take this military, you know, action flavor that I write under and combine it with a moderately speculative element, being able to go back in time and explore an element. It was too much fun to turn down. I was in the middle of a really stressful time, and when James Andrew Wilson came and emailed me and said he'd like me to consider being a part of it, I was like, oh, absolutely, this sounds like a blast. And I couldn't wait to get into it. And it was almost like playing hooky from writing, because it was so fun.
Okay, just a few more seconds here, and our 7 minutes will be up. But are there any thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I think the whole series, the seven-hour series, it leaves us with poignant questions about life, about time, and making the most of that time. And from my story, not wasting that time on being angry and bitter about the past, but being able to accept what happens and move on with your life. I think the whole 7 hours project is tremendous. It was fun, and I think the stories are brilliant. A great, great group of authors came together, and I think they'd have a lot of fun if they'd give it a chance and check it out.
Great. Well, it is a great series, and I really enjoy Whole Pieces. Fantastic addition to the collection. And, well, time is up. So
wow, goes fast.
Yeah, 7 minutes, not much time. But thank you so much for joining us, and we definitely appreciate your insight and thoughts on the series.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Thank you for having us.